from the beginning to the end, it's a state action. And, you know, having done for a long, long time this interview and field work with them, my conclusion is they did not want to go in the first place. But they were pressured to go because the government told them that's the only way for you guys to survive. And the state also said that they have to solve the problem of overpopulation and the lack of land and so forth and so on. But actually, towards the end of the wartime, by, say, the early 1940s, Japan had already been suffering from the shortage of labor force. So they did not have to go, but they were forced to go. And basically, from the military point of view, they had to guard the border between China and the Soviet Union. So they were sort of strategically placed along the border by the Japanese Kwantung Army. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, many of them think that they were the victims of the Japanese imperialism. And many historians actually agree with that view. But at the same time, they were, of course, victimizers at the same time.